Welcome inside to today's edition of the FIU Athletics Podcast, brought to us by Baptist Health. In the dog days of summer, all of college athletics focuses on pretty much one thing, and that is talent acquisition. Whether you're talking about football, basketball, soccer, coaches across the country trying to make their team better in pretty much every sport played at the collegiate level during this window. And so that's where we go on today's edition of the FIU Athletics Podcast. We check in with the men's basketball team, a couple of new additions who have very similar journeys to find themselves in the 305 after growing up in the South, moving far away, coming back to the Sunshine off the opportunity to be scouted firsthand by Jeremy Ballard and by the FIU Panthers last year. So a couple of familiar names from some box scores going to be changing sides on that sheet of paper coming up in the 2025-2026 season. A quick timeout here on the FIU Athletics Podcast, and then we will hear from the new point guard, Zadie Jackson, and the new combo guard, Corey Stevenson, coming up on the other side.
We often welcome people as a standard greeting. It's become as common as greeting another with a hello. At Baptist Health, being welcome has far deeper meaning. So welcome to the warmer side of care, where we advance innovation and treatments through research while educating the next generation of experts all close to home. Here, the sun shines through each one of us as we stand by each one of you. Welcome to the warmer side of care. Welcome to Baptist Health.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and I have some exciting news. Good Greek has been awarded National Mover of the Year. You've trusted the Good Greek for decades with your family's moving and storage needs. Now Good Greek is proud to be the nation's top mover. So when it's time for you to move across town or across the country, trust America's best mover, Good Greek. Go to goodgreek.com for Good Greek, the National Mover of the Year.
Good Greek, moving and storage, your superhero movers.
Joined now by both a new and very familiar name for FIU fans, Zadie Jackson, joining us on the FIU Athletics Podcast. Zadie, I ask every single new player that comes to FIU this question first, so I'll hit you with it. Why FIU? What made you choose to become a Panther?
First and foremost, I want to say thank you for having me here. I chose FIU simply because Coach Ballard, honestly. Coach Ballard and my dad have a mutual friend, so, you know, it's kind of like a family connection. And secondly, I love Florida. Everything about it. So it made perfect sense for me.
And now getting back to home, essentially, certainly much closer to home than you were last year. Let's go through that journey, right? From the South, you play basketball in the South, you go to West Georgia, and then all of a sudden you're in Las Cruces, New Mexico. That is different as it gets. What was that change like for you?
Honestly, complete culture shift. Completely different from the South, completely different from Georgia, Florida, you know, anything I'm used to. I went to JUCO in Alabama, so completely different than that. Not a lot of green out there, you know, a lot of brown and pink and beige, you know, a lot of mountains, a lot of dust, a lot of sand, a complete culture shock. But I feel like it was time for me, you know, step out of my comfort zone and take a leap of faith. It was time for me to move up to the Division I level, and I think I did a pretty good job of that last year, and I'm trying to make the most of it this year.
What was that like on the court? As it turns out, West Georgia was getting ready to go D1 anyway. But when you were there, D2, elite production, then you come to D1 at NMSU. What was that change like on the court?
It was, I'm not going to say it wasn't pretty much the same, but it was similar. It was just, of course, athleticism. Bigger, taller, more athletic guys. And I feel like that's something that took me a little bit to get adjusted to. And, you know, of course, I had all summer this summer. So I worked on that. So hopefully I could be a lot better this year for the Panthers.
Let's talk about that elephant in the room. The game against FIU in Las Cruces. You were as locked in as any game I think we saw from you last year. What was going through your mind in that game where, especially in the second half, you were the closer?
If I'm being honest, our best player last year, Peter Filipovich, he was hurt that game. So somebody had to step up. And I thought, you know, that was a game we really needed to try to implement our seeding. And as well, my girlfriend had came out there. So it was a little extra added motivation. So I said, give her the credit for the success that night.
That's always the secret, right? Is you got to have the girlfriend in the crowd.
Yes, sir.
What was, you know, you don't have a ton of interaction with an opposing head coach, but what were those conversations like with Coach Ballard then, right? You know, you're just shaking hands off the court. Did he seem like a cool guy at the time? And could you have imagined then where you're at now and playing for Jeremy Ballard?
Honestly, just shaking hands, you know, I didn't say too much to him. But of course, as a player, when you play somebody twice, you're looking at their interactions and how they interact with their players and the way they're talking to their players and I was like, okay, that'd be pretty cool to play. Honestly, the way FIU played is similar to the way my high school played, South Clunet High School. So it was like, okay, like, I could see myself doing that again.
You've started every single NCAA game that you've played in, D2 and D1. That's an Ironman streak. You're close to 100 in a row now. What goes into that? Why are you so consistently in the starting lineup, to your mind?
Being a leader, you know, and taking accountability. This is what I want to do for a professional career. So I try to put my best foot forward, whether that's not cheating or doing extra reps or staying in the gym late. And I think that's propelled me to my success so far, as well as just taking the weight room serious. You know, like, you can't play 100 games if you're hurt all the time, you know. So I would say, knock on wood, I try to take the weight room seriously and never skip reps or, you know, do everything my strength coaches are asking me. And they haven't led me wrong so far. So,
all right, I'm going to ask you a stupid question. How different is Miami so far compared to Las Cruces last year?
Funny enough, they're actually similar. Right now, they're both super hot.
That's true.
You know what I mean? But it's two different types of heat. Over there was dry heat. This is a lot of humidity, but super different, you know, different environment, different coaches, different atmosphere, different play style. And I'm loving it so far, so I can't wait till the season rolls around the corner in November.
Obviously, you guys are just meeting your teammates, but is there anybody that's kind of stood out to you so far as you're like, okay, that's a guy that I can really riff with on the court and off it?
100%. He's right behind us. I played JUCO basketball in Alabama, and, you know, once he told me where he was from, I'm like, okay, I'm familiar with that place. And we kind of just clicked from there, and then we just played a little bit, and I'm really impressed with his game. He can shoot a lot better than I thought he could shoot, and he's a freak athlete, so I can't wait to play with him during the season.
Always good to have a shooter. That's something I think FIU's constantly been looking for, and we're excited to have Corey. But how would you describe your game? In case somebody wasn't watching last year and didn't see you, I don't know what they were doing, but whatever. Now they get to know you. How would you describe your game to an FIU fan?
To me, I would say I'm definitely a on-the-ball guard, about 6 foot, very aggressive, trying to make plays for my teammates, whether that's, I'll describe my game as a playmaker, you know, whether that's shooting a three, getting downhill in mid-range, or creating a three for somebody else, getting downhill, throwing an alley-oop. I would just say I'm a playmaker, a leader, and I'll do whatever to win, you know, whether that's taking a charge or getting a steal or, you know, just encouraging the teammates where they make the play. I would say I'm just a winner and a playmaker.
Playmakers, leadership, big in every level of college basketball, but I think especially so in our league because the travel is so difficult. And you got the best taste of that. Las Cruces to Miami is as tough a trip as you will find anywhere in college basketball. What was that like when you came here as a part of that swing, essentially all the way out west to all the way out east?
It was great because we came to Miami first.
Yeah.
So we came on like a Tuesday. We don't play till a Thursday. So we had a good time. We went to the beach, stretch. And, you know, I just felt good to be back in the South, feel some humidity. So it was a great time for me. But that second game when we played Liberty, that's what really killed us. We went from, let's say, 80 degrees to when we landed in Lynchburg, I think it was snowing. So, yeah, it was just, that's the one that really killed me. But coming to Miami was great. Great trip.
That's the first time I think I've ever heard somebody be like, oh, I miss the humidity. I'm so glad it's humid outside. All we do is complain about the humidity in South Florida.
Gotta go to Las Cruces. You'll miss it, I promise.
It's true. And once you get up high in the desert, it's a little bit different.
At elevation.
You're sitting on the beach back then, and I tell you, hey, fast forward 9 months, you're going to be living on the beach. What are you telling me at that point?
I would say God is good. Everybody in my family knows I love the beach, I love the water, so I would just say God is good. It's not like I would say I don't believe you, but I would say God is good, and thank God for blessing us with another year of eligibility.
Your family excited to come to a few games now that you're a lot closer?
Super excited. That was the problem. You know, my family likes to support me, but it was 20 hours away, and, you know, that's not just a one-day turnaround, but here, you know, they could fly in and fly out almost the same day, so super excited to have them back in the crowd and back on my side.
We got to see you. You played phenomenally in both games against FIU, and the Panthers are happy you're on their side. Zadi, appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate you having me. Have a great day.
Joined now by another new face for FIU men's basketball, Corey Stevenson. A couple Corey's cutting it up on the FIU Athletics podcast. We were just talking to Zadi about the transition in coming from about as far as possible. You've got him beat. All the way from California to Florida. You cannot go further and still be in the contiguous United States. What has this transition been like for you?
It's far, but it hadn't been that hard. You know, my teammates, they making me feel at home, and, you know, my coaches and stuff. So I'm adapting real good. And, you know, I'm from Alabama. I'm used to the heat, the humidity, and all that. So I'm good.
I'm guessing you realized pretty quickly in life that you're not very into the snow thing.
Oh, man, I actually like the snow. That's really? What I'm saying. I like, it don't matter what weather, as long as I can hoop. find a basketball or something somewhere, I'd be all right.
I don't know. So you grew up in the South, you go JUCO in Mississippi, and then you go to Southern California. It sounds like you don't like the snow a whole lot. What was that change like, right? I don't think you can get two more different places than Mississippi to Southern California. Just the culture shock of it. What was that change like?
It was real different. But, you know, when you come into a team and y'all all embrace each other, it makes it easier. So it wasn't like I was just moving out there by myself. You know, I got to work a job and I'm coming into some people that really, you know, appreciate my value and stuff like that. So it was good. It was cool.
How much did that help in now transitioning to Miami? Because Miami and Southern California are pretty similar.
Nah, ain't nothing like Miami. I haven't been out here for like a week. I'm like, man, Miami different. Like, but you know, it's cool. You know, it's who don't like Miami, you know?
Hear that? 100%. Zadi described the game as a shooter, but from your mouth, how would you describe your game to an FIU fan?
I can tell you I play hard. I'm going to go hard. You know, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to do it. The coaches, my team, I'm trying to do whatever they want me to do to win. I know I like that mid-range. You know, I like to score, but at the end of the day, I know I'm going to play hard regardless. I'm going to play hard and play tough.
I always like to ask the new guys this question. You just heard me ask Zadi the same thing, but why FIU? Why become a Panther?
My team played them last year when I was at Bakersfield, and I like their play style. Like, man, they play hard the whole game, real fast-paced team. I'm like, man. Then I entered the portal. I'm like, yeah. Then they looked at me. I'm like, okay, I like how they play. And he said it was starting over, and I was like, yeah, I might can do something over here. So I came over here.
So far, just getting to know your teammates, have you found guys that you think, all right, I can play with this guy, we can make it happen on the court?
All of them, but you know, I got my point guard behind me. Yeah, I like what's going on here, man. I like what's going on here, so, you know, all my teammates, I'm gelling real good.
How much time have you spent at the beach so far since you've been back here in Miami?
Beach, I've been one time, but okay. I ain't got an ocean yet. I'm going to get out there when I get out there, you know, tell you how it is.
Overall, when you kind of go around FIU and you're touring it and you're in the portal and you're going through the process, what stood out to you about this campus, about this city, about this place where you're like, okay, I can kind of envision myself there now?
It's the South, so I was already kind of used to the type of people and the type of environment. But like I said, man, it's Miami. So the city, you ain't really got to sell me on the city or nothing. I came on campus. It's by far the biggest campus I've been on. So I'm like, man, the campus, then the basketball situation is great. Good coaches. The coaches made me feel well at home. Checked off every box for me.
Excited to have some family be able to get a little closer to home for a few of these games.
Yeah, they excited for sure. That's all they keep talking about. Man, we can get to come to the games now and we don't got all these layovers. And yeah, it's easy. So it ain't never like an hour and a half flight from where I'm from. So I'm like, yeah.
Southern California and Miami both have a lot of things in common. One of them is a lot of Spanish. How's the Spanish for you so far?
I know como estas and si. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I get to, you know?
It's all right in basketball. You take the three. One of the calls you say when the three goes in is yes. So if you got yes down, we're locking in.
That's all that matter.
Can't wait for you guys to get started. It's going to be a fun year. Corey, appreciate you joining us.
Yes, sir.
Great to hear from those two guys right there. Another common trend, they both have Division I experience, and that's something you see across the board for this FIU team as they get ready for 25-26. It is a group that is not going to have to learn how to play Division I basketball. And in the transfer portal era, that tends to be successful. Still a ways away, but the men's basketball team is getting ready to get rolling here, and we all are almost at that time. July as we sit, basically, and then it's August before you know it, and then we're right back into it. So hang on. The dog days of summer only have a little bit more to go. That's going to do it for us on this edition of the FIU Athletics Podcast brought to us by Baptist Health. We will have more for you in July, getting you ready for the lead up to the season. We'll be here soon. Until then, and as always, pause up.
At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, you don't have to be a pro athlete to be treated like one. We use the latest techniques to give you an accurate diagnosis, along with surgical and non-surgical solutions, no matter who you are. Our team of specialists will do everything to help you perform at your best again. And with personalized recovery and rehabilitation plans, you'll be back to living your life to the fullest in no time. Welcome to Pro Level Orthopedic Care.